Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to the Nerdist Podcast number 146. Well, as I blab about on every episode, Matt, Jonah, and I are taking to the road, the Nerdist Podcast, over the next several months. We have a bunch of dates coming up. You can get those dates at nerdist.com/calendar. And I want to announce that we have just named our next date, January 28th, a Saturday, in San Francisco at the Regency Theater as part of SF Sketchfest. SF Sketchfest is the amazing comedy festival that I've been performing at for the last 7 years. They have a ton of incredible shows, and we're so thrilled to be performing again there this year. And I am nervous and excited. The Regency is a big theater, so please come out and see us. It's going to be a lot of fun. You can get info and tickets at Nerdist.com or at SFSketchFest.com, which I recommend so you can go and see what other amazing shows that they have lined up that they've just announced. So, speaking of live shows, this is from the Iron Horse in Northampton, Massachusetts, which we just did a couple days ago, and it was mind-blowingly fun. Amazing. I'm going to use the fucking word amazing. I don't care. Because that's what it is. Amazing. And I don't know how else to describe it. Tons of people showed up. Matt, Jonah, and I all did stand-up. We had a blast. We did our roundtable podcast thing. We took a bunch of comments. And again, these shows are just blowing me away. Everyone's really nice. So if you have a chance to come out and see a live show, do it. Because we love having you there. And we love being able to connect with people in person. As opposed to just staring at our fucking mugs in a studio all the time. Jeez. Right? Am I right, people? Am I right? Why have I just turned into this comic all of a sudden? The Am I Right guy. Let me go back to the 80s and Caroline's Comedy Hour. That's an inside comedy joke. All right, here it is, episode number 146, The Iron Horse in Northampton, Massachusetts.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Here they come, Matt and Jonah. Why did you knock over the waters?
Getting this party started.
That's not how you start a party.
You don't start a party that way?
No, by knocking over waters?
I'm occupying this table.
So you're going to get nothing done?
Well, I'm the police. And
I'm going to get arrested.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Great sets, you guys. This was really fun. What are you drinking, Maddie?
It's a Knob Creek. It's my favorite bourbon.
Wait, you were just drinking like lots of cranberry vodkas.
It's Cape Codder. I don't know if you're familiar with that. That's what we call them around here.
A Cape Codder?
Yeah.
And
right?
The response was clear.
Yeah.
Do you call it that? Yeah. All right.
I think they're just trying to support Matt Myra.
No, that's what we fucking call them.
All right. You don't have to get mad about your drinks. I have to say, when someone first said to me, you should go perform in Northampton, Massachusetts, my first question was why. But now that I have been here, your town is a fucking package of charm. This is such a great little burg.
You guys are adorable.
It is adorable.
Look at you, you fucking asshole. Look at you.
Is this what Lowell is like?
No.
Oh, it's probably, what, the opposite?
Not even a little bit. Well, we tried downtown. We're still working on that. Yeah. We've pushed the crack east.
We built this city on crystal meth.
Get off the crack.
Stay off the crack. So you flew into Boston.
Flew into Boston, yeah.
And then you drove.
Flew into Boston, went to the funeral home. Mm-hmm. That's what you do.
Did you work there today?
No, no, no. I popped by, took a picture of the formaldehyde sign.
Sure.
like
you do.
Sounds like fun.
Really was, Jonah. Really was.
Were there any bodies?
I'm sure I didn't bother checking. It's not like I open doors and go, body!
But during the holidays, you actually do go work at the funeral
home.
When
I go back, yeah, well, now I have to find a fucking suit that fits, because all my suits are way bigger.
Aww.
Yeah. Humble brag.
I only just realized that was our friend Harris Whittles who started Humble Brag. Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
You really didn't know that?
Yeah. I didn't know that was Harris's.
Yeah,
yeah.
It really became a part of the vernacular.
It's a great thing.
He has a new podcast with Scott Aukerman where he tries to convince Scott that Fish is a good band.
That's the whole podcast.
And the podcast will keep going until Scott concedes, I guess.
That's kind of the rough template for the Nerdist. It was just the Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah, we have to. It was the
still
reverse. We have to convince you that it's no good.
Whatever.
Has he ever played in Northampton?
I don't. Yes. Okay.
Really? Where did he play?
Jonah, how did you throw your voice like that?
I'm the best ventriloquist in the fucking world. It's great.
Who cares?
Hey, try another one. Way to drop the fucking ball.
I love it when Jonah argues with his dummy.
It's the best part of
that. Don't talk to Matt like that.
Aw, dorbs. We all came in separately, and you came in. You know, I thought you were kidding when you said you were flying in at like 4:30 in the afternoon. Because if your plane had been even remotely late, you would have missed this show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got here, what, an hour before the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you have to do the soup.
Yes, so I have to make now. The soup happen. I have to make soup.
Yeah,
for homeless people. Yeah. You guys like the soup? You like that Kardashian shit?
She sure is a crazy scamp with all of her fake marriages. And
I was walking down the hall yesterday, and we work in the G4s in the same building as E, and I was walking by a cubicle, and someone's like, KKTNY did a 2.8. And I was like, what the fuck? Oh, why do I know that's Chloe and Kim take New York?
Kim and Courtney.
Whatever. The two of them, they're taking
There's
New York.
There's three of them.
But isn't it only two of them in the title?
Yeah. Kim and Courtney take New York. These are things I know now.
You have
and
to
I
watch
don't
this
want to.
So you know this.
Yeah, these are shitty things I have in my brain now that I would rather not.
And the week before, the guy in his office was yelling about Kendra. He was like, how did my fucking Kendra finale only do a one share? And I was like, I'm going to go write about a fucking iPhone.
Well, it's funny, though, just the mashup between G4 and E all being in the same cubicle spaces, that it's so easy to tell who works for what.
It's worse now. It's worse now because like I'm like on the edge of Attack of the Show, and right behind me is the E! True Hollywood Story people who right now are working on celebrity weddings.
That's a dangerous neighborhood.
And they were like, I keep hearing them like complain about like the weirdest shit. They're like, oh, I pulled this clip where Gene Simmons talks about dancing to Etta
James.
You
really have to stop making it sound like everyone that works at E! Is gay.
I'm just doing a very good impression of the guy behind me.
Actually, Jonah. And I'm sure when they talk about us, they're like, sorry, we're not doing anything about Cobra Commander.
No,
nerds.
No, no. They come by and they go, I guess you take a left at Boba Fett.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We have a giant Boba Fett on the wall.
Yeah, we actually do. And there's a Chewie on the other wall.
Yep, and Darth Vader. You have to walk by Darth Vader to go to the bathroom now.
It's so much fun.
I just noticed Darth Vader's crotch today. It's eye level. And that was actually yesterday that I noticed it. But it's like a weird...
Oh my God, you guys. Matt's growing up.
You're going to start noticing all kinds of crotches.
First those weird hairs. And now this.
Yeah.
I just noticed Darth Vader's crotch.
I remember
crotch.
Looking at a Playboy with my friend John Abrams in fifth grade. And he goes, they have hair down there? I thought that was funny.
Kind of made it hard to masturbate in front of your friend.
Yeah. No, that was weird. I
had
do that.
One Playboy for like 10 years when I was a little kid.
Well, he was like, I have so many Playboys in my attic. And we go to his attic and it was fucking Broadway Playbills.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm like,
but you made do.
By
didn't
the
you?
Way,
oh, Miss Saigon,
and
Les
Butterfly,
Miserab indeed,
yeah. Miss Load Gone.
That's as far as our knowledge goes.
I don't know any other ones. I don't know any other ones.
Sunday in the Park with George's penis. No,
no,
that doesn't work.
Wicked.
Wicked. No, that's before Wicked. Yeah.
So have you...
Cats. Yep.
Yeah. Have you spent a lot of time in this part of the country? Have you toured here 3 years before?
No, I've never been to... the last time I was in Massachusetts was for a wedding. And yeah, that was the only time I've ever been to Boston or parts of Massachusetts.
I love this area.
It looks like TV I saw growing up.
Yeah.
And I was like, everything's green. This is crazy.
And they have seasons. And
yeah, seasons, and everyone's white.
Except the governor.
I was once hanging out with a friend of mine. She's like, oh, this is weird. We're the only white people here. I was like, why is that weird? And I feel weird when there's too many white people.
There was a black guy that went to my high school. His name was Ishmael Afro. That is a true statement.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't realize I had been to Springfield, Massachusetts before, but my mom emailed me today, and this was the email. I was a fucking bastard when I was a kid, apparently. Hi, honey. Didn't realize you were out of town. She calls me honey. One of the funniest things you ever did as a tiny tot happened in Springfield. We were at a really large and well-known restaurant, you, me, and your dad. First of all, I don't know what that
was. It was probably the 99.
Okay.
You're killing it with the local refs tonight, man. That sign is real big.
You were.
It is the Lemonster sign.
I have no idea.
It's fucking
I don't
huge.
Know.
And then it claims that it's like the capital of plastic, which I'm like, you just fucking made that up.
Plastic belt.
Who's gonna dispute that?
Me?
We're actually the capital of plastic. Plastic wars.
I would watch that. Do they bid on anything?
You know what I liked when you're in your set when you talked about how like you're gonna like you know talk to your kid while you're trying to watch Storage Wars.
Yeah,
I like the fact that you think
it'll be on.
Storage Wars would still be on by the time you have a kid.
It'll be on. It'll be on.
You'll have all the back episodes. Yeah. So anyway, so we were at this restaurant. You were acting up at the table and wouldn't stop. Your dad said, "Okay, we're going to bathroom to talk about it." With that, he took your hand and started walking to the other side of this enormous place. You made him pull you while screaming, "Don't beat me, Daddy! Please don't beat me!"
Oh, Jesus.
Your dad told me at that point he really wanted to. Of course, he was very well known there, which made it worse, or now funnier.
Wow.
Well, in Springfield, they'd be like, huh.
By the way, my parents never spanked me. I mean, unless I begged them to during sex.
Up top! What?
No, my parents never hit me, which made that a fun thing for my dad. I would fucking
One time I scared my dad from behind Christmas decorations and he kicked me in the face. And then he's like, "That's what you get for scaring a trained killer."
Your dad is a trained killer?
He was in the army for like 20-something years in the infantry. So he now apparently is a trained killer.
Yeah, yeah. That was his specialty, kicking the enemy in the balls.
His specialty was anti-aircraft, but if he had to kick a kid in front of a Christmas tree box, he could fucking do it.
Who knew that was the perfect scenario that he was trained for? You might not need this now, but sometime in the future.
Apparently God knew. Right? Yes.
Whoa!
Agent Panther has been activated. Like, that's when he's like...
He would also throw shoes at me, but like... Like far enough away that I could dodge them every time. Like it was just the act of throwing the shoe.
Like Neo bullet time. Like
yeah, it always seemed like that. And then
he just didn't care to kick you anymore. He's just like, this will do the job.
It was too far.
So one way or another, a shoe's gonna end up on your face. Either I have to kick you, or it has to be airborne.
Yeah, it's good times.
One time, my mom spanked me, and it was the first time that it ever happened. And she spanked me. And I was like, "Whoa, why? What was that?" She's like, "I don't know." It was just a weird thing for both of us, and we just
did. She cry on TV. Moms cry when they first hit their kid. I've seen that,
like on Super Nanny or whatever.
Yeah.
But those shows, they don't discipline their kids at all. I mean, I don't think you should go around smacking your kid around, but all those shows...
Depending on how tired I am, Super Nanny seems hot. It's weird. Because it's always on in the morning when I get to work, because we play all the things on E. And
wait, I don't understand. She gets more hot the more awake you are?
I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet. Sometimes I'm like, well,
I guess. That's something you should get figured out.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. And it might bring up
some
issues.
What's weird is I can't even see I can't even hear the accent. It's on mute.
Why are you watching Super Nanny on mute?
It's on in the fucking elevator.
Because the kid's crying will get in the way of his masturbating.
I'd just go faster.
Yeah.
Megan.
your chaplain.
Do you need
jokes
an inhaler?
Are you guys going back tomorrow?
I'm going back tomorrow at like 5 o'clock, 5:40 p.m.
5 a.m.
You're leaving at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Holy shit!
I wasn't joking about that cocaine earlier.
I gotta get to like Anna's, and I haven't hit a Dunkin' Donuts yet. So that's like that's those.
You know, it's funny when I was in the airport, I passed by a Dunkin' Donuts. My first thought was, did Matt have a Dunkin' Donuts yet?
He hasn't had a super carnitas from Anna's Taqueria yet.
No.
Are you gonna get one tomorrow?
I don't know
why.
I have a couple things I have to do. One of them is go to Methuen to a special sausage place to get sausage for my executive producer. Is that weird?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which executive producer?
Vinny.
Vinny wants a sausage from...
Yeah. Oh, that's a secret. Kristen wants me to get it for Vinny. He doesn't listen. We'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
All right. Got to cut that out.
It'll be...
He's not going to listen. He's not going to listen.
He'll get it tomorrow.
I'm going to get it tomorrow. She'd have to serve it pretty quick. It's sausage.
We all know how sausage works.
You all know how...
We can put it in a freezer.
You know what I learned from the Iron Chef is if you're going to serve sausage at the Iron Chef, you better make it yourself.
Shit, now I have to cut that part out so we don't spoil the Christmas present. Is it a Christmas present or just a regular present?
I don't know.
I thought you were going to cut it out because it was really boring.
You fucking guys. Why is this sausage so special?
It's tomato. It's delicious. Tomato sausage from this place in Methuen.
Tomatoes produce sausage?
Yeah, I guess you chop up tomatoes and put it. I think that's called salsa.
Hmm.
Yeah. But it's encased in intestines. Is it still salsa?
So you put tomatoes in intestines? What the fuck are you people doing in this region of the country?
That's what sausage is. Am I mistaken? That's what sausage is made of.
No, sausage is made up of all sorts of animal parts thrown together.
Thrown into what?
Into an intestinal right. casing. Or, you know, a lambskin condom.
I'm listening.
Gotta make do.
We are all going back because we're shooting the Nerdist TV show on Sunday. And I have a special announcement to make, which is I can now tell you who the guests are going to be on that show. And you...
Craig Ferguson.
No. Matt and Jonah. Thanks, good night. No. There will be a...
We got a -1 share. What?
My fucking Nerdist show got a fucking one...
It will be like the beginning of SCTV. Everyone's just going to throw their TVs out the window.
Jesus Christ, if we got a one, they'd fucking carry us out on their shoulders.
Let's try it. Technical manual guy, hack something.
So, I don't exactly know how we were able to pull this together, but... The Nerdist TV special is gonna be a year-end 2011 sort of wrap-up special of, you know, like nerd stuff that happened in 2011. It's going to air Christmas Eve after the Doctor Who Christmas special.
We had nothing to do with that.
Matt, but I did do like the best of the Doctor's Christmas specials. Oh,
cool. Yeah, one day they'll ask us to do that too.
Nah, maybe not.
You're probably right.
But anyway, so here's what we got. So we got Matt Joan, of course, Mike Furman... We're going to have Kamel Nanjiani is going to come on and talk about video games. We're going to have this other guy named Arnie Ross who writes comics, the comic beat for the Nerdist website. And then the following celebrity guests. Will Wheaton.
How'd you score that?
Years. It took years and years of him putting up with Chris.
Nathan Fillion.
This is how you're going to gauge to when to put them
Then on. I'm going to London to shoot remote pieces with Simon Pegg. Yeah! And someone called David Tennant.
And Matt and Jonah are also...
You were the first ones I said.
Yes. Yeah. Wanted to try and ride that wave.
So Nathan Fillion, Will Wheaton, Simon Pegg, and David Tennant are going to be the guests for the year-end Christmas special. It's weird. I don't know how to keep composed when I'm over in England.
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 But it's gonna be a lot of fun. So hopefully you guys will.
And watch. You're all coming with us.
Via television.
The BBC has promised that I could bring 200 of my closest friends first class to England.
Somehow Joan and I still aren't on that list.
No, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I really fought for you, though.
We can buy our own tickets.
No. We really need a chronic seminary masturbator and a guy who has skills taking care of the elderly, but we couldn't bring you guys.
Oh, wow. That's really too bad.
Otherwise, I tried, though. I really wanted you to be in there. I was like, please. Yeah.
We could just go. There's no...
Yeah, no. There's not enough room in England.
Nothing
it's
available.
A small island. Yeah.
Just nothing available.
There's nothing.
The entire island.
Whole thing. Every square inch book. Every square meter book. Oh. That's a different system they have over there.
Yeah.
They have a different
system.
They
don't really use it that much, though.
No, not as much. They do.
But they say feet and miles per hour. Listen, I watch Top Gear. I understand distances.
How many stone do I weigh?
Ooh, a Bush reference.
That's crazy. The stone thing. I still isn't it 20 something?
I weigh 2 Emma Stone.
I've lost 2 Emma Stone.
I've passed 2 Emma Stone. Hurt like hell. Them Jim Carrey jerked off to it.
Let's think about that again.
Remember when that was a thing?
Flashback.
Any movies coming up that you guys are excited about seeing? I've not seen the Muppet movie yet, but like 98% on Rotten Tomatoes. It is awesome, huh?
Really? That good? All right. Fair enough.
Don't be so fucking negative about it.
Listen, Jonah, I have to channel it away from you and to that gentleman.
We all heard what he said earlier about that
they didn't
poor girl.
I gotta say, I saw the Fright Night reboot.
Finally.
Fucking awesome.
I've been saying that forever.
And
have you guys
right.
seen Fright Night?
That's good.
Wow. That's why it made as much money as it did, because these four people saw it. Yeah. And you guys didn't.
I mean, the original, it's certainly charming and hokey, and it's. But
the original's great.
Well, it's great-ish.
This one's exciting.
I really
like
it.
This one's really good.
Yeah, Colin Farrell's great.
He was fantastic.
The best part about the original is that they get Marcy Darcy to look not sexy. Oh. If anyone's seen the original Fright Night, what is her name?
Amanda Burse.
Amanda Burse is the love interest.
Also a lesbian for some of our lesbian friends here tonight. Right?
We have
you're welcome.
Something for everyone, huh?
There's a high concentration of lesbians in Northampton. I noticed that. It's fantastic.
It came up earlier during his set.
Good work, everybody.
It's because Northampton is a charming, kind of friendly-seeming place. If I were a lesbian, I'd move here.
I wasn't kidding when I said that I saw an old lady fucking walking cookies to her neighbor.
Oh.
Like, pot cookies, probably.
Yeah, they probably were warm. I should have stopped and stole
them. No, I said pot cookies.
Oh. I don't understand. What? He's got all this stuff.
I really am. That's the detail I wanted to add. They're probably still warm. She really wanted to get them over there. What a cute neighborhood.
That would make her extra nice.
Yeah, he wanted popping hot. I need to wear her oven gloves to bring them over.
She didn't need oven gloves. They're in a bag.
But were they warmish? Golly, I hope they were.
This sounds a lot like when I was finding frogs at the cemetery.
We need to get you frogs.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, did you catch any frogs in your bathroom?
So, Matt, what Jonah was saying was, are you catching frogs in the bathtub? And do you like warm cookies?
I do like warm cookies. And no.
I was catching cookies and I like warm frogs.
You sound like you're shitting.
Don't look at me.
Don't look at me.
Have you ever been at a point in a relationship where you could poop in front of someone?
No, that you should never get to that point in a relationship.
I don't think so either. I don't think so either.
Sometimes, you know, shit happens. And
who are you going to call?
Yeah. Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
When shit happens?
Yeah. Oh. That's what he instructs us to do in Ghostbusters 2.
When shit happens?
Yeah. Sometimes shit happens.
And who are you going to call?
Yeah.
Right? That was in Ghostbusters 2.
That's the line in Ghostbusters 2.
I don't remember him saying shit.
Well, you probably watched the
TV
version.
That was Bobby Brown. When did he ever do anything that was...
too hot to handle, too cold to hold. They called the Ghostbusters and in control. Trying to throw a party for a bunch of... all the time the slime was under the building.
And then the, I mean, he literally just fucking described the plot in his... in his rap,
as
I like to call it, rhyme talking.
Rhyme talking.
Is really what it was. That was not a good song.
No, I wish he would kept
it
doing
great.
That, though. I wish he would have done other movies and just sang the plot to him.
Wrongfully accused and sent to prison, raped in the jail and got out at
Shawshank.
Yeah, no, I got it. I was with you.
Yeah. Are you trying to think of one?
No, I'm just thinking about Shawshank. Great movie.
Yeah.
A man had a list. He's your best friend.
What's his name, Chris?
Motherfucking Schindler.
Fuck. Let's just drive back to LA. You and me. We'll do that the entire time. Oh, fuck. I have a blast.
That's my ex and I used to do that at the end of films. We would just start rapping during the credits like we did during Constant Gardener.
I got into the left and I got into the right. I got an all day and I got an all night. Like we were just
the entire time through all of the.
None of us saw the Constant Gardener.
It's a good
He's
movie.
Still gardening.
He stopped once.
Jonah, you know what?
Schindler. It's a question. There's a comment. There's a question. It's a comment. It's a question.
Don't act cooler than the Quemet song, you piece of shit.
No. He's acting
big
like
sigh, what a big
he's,
sigh.
He's acting like I don't do this when we're actually recording the podcast.
But
you know what's weird is that I watched the Blu-ray of Jurassic Park and Spielberg was
That's on point.
Spielberg,
keep going,
Spielberg
sir.
Was Spielberg was filming Schindler's List while supervising post for Jurassic Park.
Oh, there accidentally could have been a T-Rex
no,
in Schindler's
was...
List.
Who will save the Jews? Look!
It's just like they're looking at mulled wine and it just...
And then for some reason a banner falls down and says, when Germans ruled the earth.
Nice. Guys, you've been listening to a detailed description of Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park! Germans will find a way.
Germans, they will find a way. Frog DNA. Replicated themselves.
The Enigma code.
Germans asexual reproduction. Hitler found a way.
Lightning strikes.
Goldblum's on my left. Goldblum's on my right.
I would watch that movie.
Hey, I'm Jonah Ray. Welcome to two Jeff Goldblums and Jonah Ray.
Jonah, so
Jonah, I think you do plan to have
the fly.
What I do is change the molecular structure of myself.
Jurassic Park.
10-speed and brown shoe.
You do have
that's
dinosaurs. Oh what? Oh. Isn't there
this
a movie?
This has been
isn't
Jonah it? With two Jeff Goldblums. Thanks for watching.
Isn't there a movie? I want that T-shirt, by the way. I want to see a fucking T-shirt with you and two Jeff Goldblums.
Make it happen,
side.
Internet.
That was not a good. I did not do a good Jeff Goldblum impersonation. That was more of a Silverbloom.
You'll get over it.
My hand just died.
That was. Isn't there a movie where Nazi Willem Dafoe
what movie is he not a Nazi in?
Makes concentration camp Jeff Goldblum be a dog.
What?
Yes.
What is
the name of that movie?
Adam Resurrected.
Boom! That's a real movie.
Adam Resurrected.
I didn't just get high and make up a plot to you.
You weren't just...
Have some of those hot cookies?
You're tossing back one of them Cape Codders and having some warm cookies. I want to take some comments from the audience.
Wait, let's have Matt sing the song and then we can do it.
It's It's a question. It's a comment. It's a question. It's a comment. It's a question.
You're so good.
It's a question. It's a comment.
You're so good.
It's a question. It's a comment. It's a question.
Good.
That's the end of the song.
What? Yeah.
Massachusetts style. So we, I'll just use that one up here. If anyone has a question or a comment or equipment, you can step forward and we will answer it for you.
Bring that.
Massachusetts.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Please. You'll probably notice I have a cord. I won't really be able to jump down into the audience. This is a...
Yopi's not in a wheelchair. Oh, God, did I say that out loud? Oh, fuck, am I shitting my pants?
No. He's in a stick chair.
Yo, nice chair. What's the line?
That's a bomb chair, yo.
Can you come forward? He can walk!
I can walk!
You guys go to England regularly. Have you seen Tintin yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, I last time I was in England was in 2001. I've not seen Tintin yet.
We just work with them regularly and watch their culture on television that I steal.
It's like we're spying on them all the time.
I have to steal it off the internet because BBC America refuses to put Bargain Hunt back on.
Maybe you can guilt them into it.
I try.
And it's not... You know what we have to do?
I've met the president of the network, and the first thing I say is, Bargain Hunt.
Here's my...
And that was also the last thing he said to him.
You're not wrong.
Here's my goal for you.
Yeah.
I am going to try to convince BBC America to let you host an American version of Bargain Hunt.
I don't have the knowledge of Tim Wannacott. That won't work.
No, you could just be the goofy sidekick.
Let me go. Just let me be a contestant, and I'll bring him, and we can be a team.
Now, Matt... That
no.
Yeah, here's that whole episode. Oh my God, a Queen Anne chair. Shut up, you fucking piece of shit. Like, I don't know.
The second thing he said was hilarious.
This is Worcester pottery from roughly the turn of the 17th century, and then you'll be like, I don't give a fuck.
Now we just have a recording of Jenny Way doing that adorable snore.
But I feel like it would probably be better for your career to host a show rather than go be a contestant
on a show.
No.
You don't understand how my love of Bargain Hunt works.
I think we do.
I don't want to take it away from Tim Wannacott.
You want to hold it down and rape it.
Yeah. Would I ever.
I have not seen Tintin yet, but I'm going to.
It's the biggest movie in the world, and it's not out in America yet. Isn't that weird? It's
Why?
Not weird.
You don't
I thought
think
that
weird?
Was weird. I'm sorry.
Let's all go right now.
Let's go look at those books with all those weird racist undertones.
No. I'm not saying that the fact that they made a Tintin movie is weird. That's not weird. What I'm saying is the fact that it's out everywhere but here is odd.
I think they understood what you meant.
No, she did not. Because she was like, let's go read books.
That's what they do here in Massachusetts. They read.
I left Massachusetts for a reason.
I'll let the movie do the reading for me.
What I do is I go to Kindle, I change the font to turn text to speech on. That's how I read books.
Who else has a question or a comment? Yes, sir, right in the front here.
What's your name? My name is Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Hello. Of course it's Sean.
Yeah, it
there
would,
are a
right?
lot of Seans in Massachusetts.
I don't live in Massachusetts. Anyone? I just commute here because of my name. it's a program. I get grants. It's a thing. Anyway.
The Seans are outsourced from a farm of redheaded people. Looks like Northampton's three Seans short. You, go.
Three Seans short is my favorite 90s alternative rock band. They were so good.
This Sean does vaguely sort of look like he fronted a 90s band. Well, the Spin Doctors.
Are you the guy from Sister Hazel?
Yeah.
Remember when Sister Hazel was a thing?
He's wearing a Real Big Fish shirt.
I am wearing a Real Big Fish shirt.
They just released a
Ironically,
Ska
right?
album.
So
they
Sean,
did. I just saw them on Saturday.
How
nicely
were they?
Done.
They were awesome.
Yeah. Did they play Sell Out?
They did. They closed with it.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And then all the others.
Yes.
You should be honored that Jonah's music snobbing you. I mean, this is a...
Normally, what are you fucking kidding me? I listened to Real Big Fish earlier today.
It's sort of like having a chimp throw poop at you. You're like, oh my God, he likes you so fast. Yeah. I've never seen
this. It's like having a dog hump my
kind
leg.
Of a bond before, right away. What's your equipment?
Well, basically, this is just my shameless attempt to get on the podcast, but I do have a real question.
What's the time? We're going to cut this out.
Basically, I just wanted to know if like Talking Dead or Web Soup or any of the stuff you guys have done are going to be on DVD at any point in the future.
No, well, they can't afford that.
Web Soup probably will never be on DVD.
Sweet. That's what you want to hear.
I mean, mainly because it's mostly like topical stuff. Like once you see the, you know, it's a lot of memes. So like once you see the video, it's like, well, then what do you?
All the amazing sketches that were on the show, maybe they can watch those. Yeah.
There were sketches on that show.
Yeah, a lot.
But they didn't make sense without the video before though.
Well, there's the one where Jonah gets berated by the dolphin. I'd watch that.
Yes,
that was not me. That was John Ross Bowie, a very talented.
John Ross Bowie.
But really? Mike Henry was in the dolphin outfit. But thanks for noticing who I am, asshole.
Oh my God, he called you asshole. He must really like you.
Right? It's got me right here.
Talking Dead, I can't imagine would be on DVD because it's just...
I think it'll be on the Blu-ray.
That's
super
what I thought,
edition.
That it'd be like a bonus feature on the actual
Maybe.
Walking
I don't know.
Dead DVD.
I don't know. They don't tell me those things until they just happen.
I'm telling you now.
Okay.
We're doing it.
Oh.
I'm AMC. How you doing?
Oh my God, you're American Matt Channel.
Anthony Michael.
Oh, it would be so good.
All right, no.
You
I'm
would bid on a chance to watch things.
Thank you, Sean. You successfully made it on the podcast. Yes. what is your name?
Leah. And what's your question? Okay, well, I listened to the Timothy Ferris episode actually a couple times because I ran out of podcasts a while ago and I just started.
That's
listening.
The one you go back to? Jesus Christ.
I have a lot of time in the car.
Yeah, make fun of her for listening to the podcast, Matt. Good move.
No, I'm just saying.
Strategic.
There are 143 other episodes to choose.
And I've listened to them all twice.
Yeah.
What?
Boom.
What?
Wait, well, I don't
I have a 45-minute drive to work. Anyway, I downloaded the
You know
audio
we have many podcasts on the network. Why am I doing this?
I am nice to you every day.
I'm sorry.
See what I was talking about earlier?
Remember what I was talking about?
I downloaded the audiobook of The 4-Hour Body, and I noticed that there's kind of a gaping hole in your discussion of The 4-Hour Body because there was a pretty big chunk on orgasms, and I was just curious.
Oh, we didn't
guys...
need that checked. We were fine without that.
You guys just sort of skimmed over it. I don't know why.
Because we didn't want to make...
You're clearly not uncomfortable talking about it.
We didn't want to make... We
so
didn't
want to
make our
curious.
Girlfriend's orgasm shorter. Am I right?
We cut out the circle jerk. Yeah. It was just an hour of that.
No,
oh my God!
There is
I'm a raisin. I've come so much.
Yeah. And then 2 hours of crying.
No, there's like two or three chapters about the female orgasm and making it longer. Like, what does he go for? Like 15, 20 minutes, something like that. Yeah. That's just uncalled for.
Would you want to come for that long?
No,
I
mean,
you wouldn't.
Because
so
the
tired.
Next morning you wake up and you go, what the fuck was I eating that makes my jaw hurt? And then you're like, oh, fuck you, Tim Ferriss. I was sucking his cock.
Wait, who? What?
Never mind.
Wait. I didn't read that part of the book. Tim doesn't suggest you have bigger orgasms by blowing a guy, does he? Because sounds a little suspect.
That's the version I got.
Couple more of those.
Yeah, Greta, I read the book. It definitely says, you don't need to read it. It just says.
No, Greta, you can even watch me. I'm going to blow him.
Could you blow me? I think Osama bin Laden's about to die.
Yeah. How do you think Gaddafi was killed? Up top.
You just up top the table.
At home, they didn't know that.
They could hear the thump. Any other comments before we? Yes, yeah, you'll have to come around, sir, so we can
Should
microphone
turn the house
you.
Lights up a little bit.
Hey, a little house light action. What's your
thanks?
Hello, sir.
First off, you guys kick ass.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Where in Lowell?
Right off Bridge Street.
Right. Oh, where off Bridge Street?
11th.
All right, I didn't go over there. I'm from Belvedere.
I'm.
That was deep. Unless I wanted KFC, I'd head down there.
They filmed the fighter on my street.
Oh, whoa. Who just got fucking trumped?
Yeah, he
no,
just
I didn't
dropped
get
his Boston dick on the table. Yeah. They filmed the fighter on my street.
It's green.
Oh, yeah, well, my dad was an extra in the town.
Your dad was an extra in the town, Chris?
No, I was posturing like I was from here.
I believe
my dad was
it.
A bowler.
My parents are Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
I feel like I would be handsomer.
My parents.
Oh, I thought we were all just talking for me.
How are those hot cookies? What do you got, man?
Sort of an embarrassing statement, but wanted you guys' opinion.
He lives over by the Krista McAuliffe
Middle
School.
Let someone finish what they're saying.
For someone who's never seen any Star Trek, Doctor Who, or either of the first three Star Wars movies, which would you suggest I watch first?
Hey.
This guy was probably getting laid by all those crack whores in Lowell while you were too busy watching your fucking Stewers.
Which one?
Get the fuck out.
All right. So you've never seen... What you've never seen anything?
Any Doctor Who, okay. Either of the That's first fine. Three Star Wars, which I know are supposedly the only ones that matter.
And, when you and say the first Star three, Trek. You mean...
4, 5, and 6.
Chronologically in Earth
yeah,
time,
Yeah, I mean
right?
the ones from okay. the 70s.
He means yeah. episode 4, episode 5, and episode 6.
All right, here's the thing. Watch Star Wars. They're a lot of fun.
Empire's the best.
If you can get like an older copy of them before there was all the add-ons, that'd be great. Doctor Who, you can catch up on them when they restarted back in 2005. It's all on instant watch. Really easy. A lot of fun to watch. You can blaze through them. Don't watch Star Trek.
What the fuck is your problem, Jonah?
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Jonah's been saying horrible things to you for an hour straight, and fuck Star Trek, and you leap out of your chair? The fuck, dude? I've never seen you so seriously mad.
You're just wrong, first of all.
Yeah?
Yes. Okay, there are 727 episodes of Star Trek. Okay? And I will grant you that 35 of them are great. And the other 600 and some odd are not that great.
So it's like the Stone Temple Pilots
could you
of shows.
Good ones?
You should.
Well, Vaseline's kind of good, and Days of the Week is catchy. But then they have about 200 other songs that just blow.
Well, I think you should start with. I think you should. You could bang out the Star Wars trilogy in a night,
and then
could,
watch the Wrath of Khan.
You could bang that out. Yeah, Wrath of Khan is good. I mean. You know, I always wonder now if someone just coming into Star Trek in the 60s episodes, there's a really great...
Don't.
What?
Don't do that.
Don't do what?
Don't start with the 60s episodes.
Well, no, but they...
Unless you're going to enjoy them for their camp value.
Yes, they're very campy, although I did really like the enhanced versions that you could download the seasons where they just kind of went
Again,
in and tweaked...
Again, those are very boring.
Just a little bit. Don't.
Yeah.
That's not a great idea either.
Don't watch Star Trek.
I would watch... What?
What did that guy say? What did you say, sir?
Oh, you're getting a divorce.
You don't need her, bro. Someone like that mouthing off about Star Trek and I should watch it?
I mean, I would say watch Doctor Who first. I mean, that's just me. I would start at 2005.
Let me warn you about Doctor Who, first of all. First of all, I love Doctor Who. You people fucking should know that if you listen. But the first episode called Rose is boring. But once you get past that and they go to the year 4 billion and watch the Earth blow up, you're like, I get it.
Well, the first episode of the new series just felt like a pilot. It just felt like... That was the pilot they shot. They ended up airing that as the first episode. And then once they got the pilot on the air, then they could really start, you know, they could really start kind of exploring.
What I'm saying is stick with it.
Season 3, watch the episode Blink. If you like that, go back and start in 2005.
No,
that's what I did.
Don't watch Blink first.
That's what I did. And then like it fucking hooked me.
Yeah, I know. But
that's kind of what I tell people, too.
But Blink is really great knowing that it's there waiting for you. And then you have the whole backstory before you actually get to... Blink.
But it's a standalone. I didn't know anything about the lore of Doctor Who, and I saw it, and I still enjoyed it. I was as scared as I was as I was a kid watching Stephen King's It.
Oh.
Yeah, I was that scared as an adult.
Tim Curry will do that.
Anyway, yep. Does that help you at all?
Yeah, no, big help.
Okay, great.
Yeah, no, big help.
It's a Massachusetts thing.
Oh. Yeah. Like that big sign. Oh, fuck. That's so fucking big.
More
Clements.
Any more Clements? Any more Clements?
Yeah, Marty much. McFly has a Clement. There's a lot of Clements.
Oh, I saw that guy's hand go up first. A couple more Clements. You can come up this the middle here. Here he comes. All the, you know, these shows in the future, we should set up a mic in the audience, maybe? I don't...
What's Jay,
what's your quement?
Two quick quements, if that's cool.
Sure.
Okay.
One. What are you guys talking about over there?
He's asking me, why do you keep on harping on the sign thing?
What?
He keeps on asking me why I keep on bringing up the sign.
What sign? Like,
that big sign.
Oh, I thought you meant the movie, The Signs.
Oh, no.
That's fucking scary. When that walks by during the Mexican birthday party, I shit myself.
The Ace of Base song, The Sign.
The Sign.
Just as scary as the movie.
When Stephanie Tanner's band covered The Sign on Full House, I shit myself.
That's...
And she was backed by Jesse and the Rippers, right?
No.
We have...
It was her own girl band.
Oh, shit.
Gia played bass.
We have to watch Signs and then play the song
keyboard,
The Sign
sorry,
at the
keyboard.
End.
It syncs up.
I saw
30
sign.
Times.
In it. You guys ever... Ace of Base ever play Northampton? What's your...
that guy over there sounded upset, though. No! God damn it, I wish...
Finally, someone, yeah. Please. What's your...
Okay, first question's really easy, hopefully. How many more episodes before Matt finally realizes Dave Matthews sucks?
Whoa.
That would be an infinite number, because it's never going to happen.
I think he should be removed from the show.
Listen. No.
Thank you.
What is wrong with you people?
Why would you talk to my friend like that, you piece of shit? Trying to get on my good side? Trying to make fun of his band? He's like my little retarded brother. Only I can call him a piece of shit idiot. If he wants to play with his dumb toy trains and live in a fantasy world where Dave Matthews' band is actually good, let him live in it.
I will play with my toy trains. N-scale, motherfucker. Someone's going to get that. Joe, you get that. Yes, okay.
What's your...
My actual
Do I get an insult,
is,
too?
No, you're
okay.
A good guy. Okay. Who are, like, maybe your top three comedians right now, not of all time? Besides yourselves, obviously. You guys did really good.
Well, what would you think? What do you think of us that we would pick ourselves?
Well, it's probably me and then Matt and then Jonah, but in no order.
Okay.
We're all equal.
Good.
Well, it seems Jonah pretty much hates everything.
It's a three-way
equally,
tie.
So.
Who are my three favorite comics? Okay, right. I would say Paul F. Tompkins. John Mulaney and Kyle Kinane.
Yeah.
And but it's hard because, I mean, honestly, there are like 10 other people that I would squash in there, but you made me pick three.
Okay, take your top 10.
I would put Pardo in there.
Absolutely.
I'd put
Anthony Jeselnik.
Here's how
Pete
I can...
Holmes is great.
Pete Holmes.
Kumail Nanjiani.
Brandon Weinbach.
Hampton Yount is really
Hampton
good.
Hampton Yount is amazing.
Birbiglia is great.
Birbiglia.
Yeah,
whenever
Sean O'Connor.
Whenever Doug Benson's track from the CDR CD comes on my iPod, I don't skip it.
Oh,
I
that's the one that the Fabio. One,
that's
right?
Paul.
That's Paul.
Sorry, also, I don't skip that.
Yeah.
Doug's.
Oh, Doug Doug's. Yeah,
let's
yeah,
go
yeah.
to the news. O.J. Simpson wrote a book, and then he goes into it. It's a fucking yeah. hilarious set.
Those are some names that I would toss out. You guys.
Yeah, Kyle Kinane, Kumail Nanjiani, Brent Weinbach, Ron Funches.
Oh, yeah. Ron's great.
Yeah, Sean O'Connor, Hampton Yount.
Maria Bamford,
Matt Bronger.
Natasha Leggero is great.
Leggero. All of our friends are funny.
yeah. I think my friends are funny, too.
So is that helpful?
Yeah, okay. Todd Glass,
Welcome
by the way.
Todd Glass, yeah.
One of the funniest human beings.
Ryan Stout, actually, next week Ryan Stout's releasing an album. He's really funny, too.
Cool.
Yeah. Does Matt have... Do you have any affiliation with Never Not Funny anymore, or no?
Oh, you're thinking of Belknap. We're not the same person.
Oh, I apologize.
That's okay. All right. No. We used to get... Belknap and I used to get confused a lot when I did Comedy and Everything Else with Jimmy Dore.
No, that's what I meant.
Oh, do I have any affiliation with Jimmy Dore and Todd Glass? I talk to them still.
I guess that's an affiliation.
Right? Yeah, no, we're still friends.
We're still friends.
I think I'll actually be on the Todd Glass podcast very soon as this co-host.
Did you leave when Todd left?
I left a couple of weeks after Todd left, not...
To come onto this
To come
show.
Onto this, because Hardwick emailed me and said, hey, you want to do Nerdist? And I was like, okay.
I started listening to him, like, same time. So
yeah.
I didn't really...
Cool. Yeah, no, it was just I couldn't end up... It just was too much to do two podcasts.
Anyone ever tell you look like Kyle MacLachlan?
Oh,
No.
Thank you, though, I guess.
Yeah, it is a good thing. He's a handsome feller.
He's from Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks and Portlandia. He plays the mayor of Seattle. Yeah. I mean, mayor of Seattle. The show's called Portlandia. Yeah. Portland is in the name.
You just reached into Portland's psyche.
Yeah, I know. They're going to go, oh, fuck.
I mean, he plays the mayor of Portland, Washington. What? Don't. People get so territorial. When I flew into Hartford, Windsor Locks, and I said,
that's a thing?
Yeah, the airport.
It's the airport.
So when I said, oh, I'm staying in Springfield, Connecticut, I got all these tweets that were like, Springfield! It's Massachusetts! Like, just a ton of them. People get so mad.
Yeah. Let's be honest. Connecticut just doesn't want Springfield.
You fucking have it. Yeah. Oh, no. We looked again. The line's actually on your side. Line's on your side.
Yeah,
it's all yours.
So they're playing for the Ducks.
Any other comments? The lake is no longer the boundary.
Yes, sir. Oh, you had your hand up here. Can you pass this microphone back to that gentleman? Yes.
A lot of my favorite episodes are episodes where it's not someone who's in comedy. So Neil deGrasse Tyson was great.
Sure.
You're goddamn right it was.
Oh, yeah.
Who would you like to have on the podcast most of all who's not someone who's in comedy but is incidentally very funny, like the two of them?
Are you saying not in anywhere comedic or just not stand-up?
Well, I mean, astrophysics isn't really comedy.
No, but I really want Harold Ramis to come on.
He's in comedy, though.
He's technically in comedy, but he's not in stand-up.
I would like David John Matthews to come on the podcast so that I could at least have somebody else that likes them with me. Wow, sir, come on.
Who else? Let's see, who else would be really good to get on the podcast who's not in comedy?
George Romero.
George Romero. We're getting Roger Corman on.
Tom Savini. A
couple days. We could probably engineer that. I think Ray Kurzweil would be interesting.
Yeah. Daniel Klaus would be awesome.
I want Chuck Klosterman. That's just me. Well, a few people do.
You know, I'd love to talk to someone like Elon Musk. So just, I think that would be kind of interesting. He's built kind of an empire. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how to describe how we decide who comes on the podcast. You just kind of know, like, oh, they'd probably be really good. And then most of the time, people turn out to be pretty good.
The guy that cleans up on Hoarders, I think I'm going to get him on the podcast. I'm not kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Matt Paxton.
Yeah.
He tweeted me. I was like, fuck yeah. I want to find out how many dead cats you've seen.
How many dead cats you seen, man?
37. Yeah. And that's the show.
You had a comment over there. Did you have another one?
As an engineer, I support Elon Musk. That would be great.
Elon Musk, yeah, that would be really... I think so, too. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Who knows? We'll see.
I saw you guys in New York at the Jim Gaffigan show.
Oh,
sorry,
nice.
I'm sorry a lot of those jokes were the same.
it's okay. No, I just want everyone to know how great a podcast that was that they won't hear, but we got to, so...
Oh, I know. I was so heartbroken about that. We did... two episodes in New York at the Gramercy, one with Tom Lennon and another one with Jim Gaffigan. And we gave the recording equipment to their... It was just my fault for not double-checking. Because it's a professional sound guy, so I'm like, oh, it's probably fine. And I got the recording back, and he had just recorded both shows all the way through on one track. And just the entire show sounded like this. Deet, 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 deet. Like, just this metronomic hit through the entire... thing, and there's no way to pull it out. There's no way to pull it out. So I'm sorry. But at least you got to
great.
To see it.
Tell everyone, just to reenact it for everyone.
Sure,
right now,
sure.
We'll wait.
Ready? Yeah. Well, I remember I got on the show before too, and Jonah started singing the Chili's Baby Back Ribs song.
Wow.
I did?
Because of my voice.
That's right.
You do sound a lot like him.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
When I heard that, I was like, man, I'm fucking hacky.
I think you were just pretty hammered those shows.
Yeah, I was.
You were really drunk those shows.
Yeah, I was.
I was curious. Well, you said you were going to be meeting David Tennant very soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you could do us all a favor and only address him as the Doctor.
Ooh.
I don't know. You know, truthfully...
His people might not enjoy that.
Because, I don't know. I mean, I'm definitely going to talk to him a bit about playing the Doctor, but
I don't want to harp on it too much just for him because he, you know, he was the doctor and now Matt Smith is the doctor and, you know, he's doing other things with
okay,
his career.
Okay, I have a compromise.
What?
When Will's on the Nerdist special, just refer to him as Wesley.
Now that I can do.
All right.
That I will absolutely do.
In that case, I'll refer to him as LaChance.
The only time Will's ever punched me is we went to the premiere of this movie he did called Toy Soldiers.
I remember the movie.
And so when his name came up in the credits in this crowded theater during the premiere, I just went, Ensign Crusher! And then he just went, God damn it! And then fucking hit me in the arm. Not hard. He's not a strong gentleman.
God damn it, watch my snake.
Yeah. That's how he got me back. He got me back with the snake. Yeah.
Marty McFly's been very patient over there. He's in full Marty McFly
gear. He's got the time.
He does have the time. You're right.
Come on up and ask your question, future boy.
Are you telling me...
You built a time out of a Lorian. You guys thought I was kidding when I was saying...
Show everyone your outfit. Even down to the plaid.
He's got
the shirt, the suspenders.
Squiddle-quangle-quangle. Where are we going this time?
Squiddle-quangle-quangle.
Is this the 50s? Or 1999?
All I wanted to do...
Boom, 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 boom.
Wait, we know that...
Too hot to handle, too holy.
Huey Lewis will sue if you steal his music. Just ask Ray Park Jr.
Yep. Okay, so what is your question? Your
watch? What's the matter, kid? Jump ship? Sorry.
Excuse me. Your watch should be digital. Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know how to get plutonium. Blah blah blah. All right.
Yeah.
No, I was sympathizing with you in your time at Layers.
You're wearing.
But cool. First of all, I'm so glad that you guys are here. You guys are probably like the funniest thing that's come to. Like Western Mass, Central Mass, since Jeff Dunham came. He came a month ago.
Really thought you were going to say since that tornado rolled through. No.
Well, he basically said that.
I think the tornado was funnier than Jeff Dunham.
It was certainly less racist.
Way less racist than Jeff Dunham.
Yeah.
And so my question is that...
Get her Dunham.
Yeah, they're similar.
My question is that when the... gentleman came up earlier and you guys were naming all these comedians and everyone, we're all saying, oh, these people are great, but what do you think about the fact that most of America can only seem to like have one comedian that they know about it at the time, and it's usually like Jeff Dunham, or it's like Larry the Cable Guy. It's like,
well, it's just there are more. I mean, listen, there's a smaller concentration of nerds in the world and there's a higher concentration of mouth breathers, and it's not it's nothing against the mouth breathers. They just don't understand irony or, like, they...
But you can't necessarily... Because, you know, Jim Gaffigan is one of the top touring comedians in the country. You know, he, like, sells out huge venues. It's just, it's all very compartmentalized, you know? It's just because they're liking it, fuck them. You know, fucking people buy Katy Perry records. Fuck them. Like, it doesn't...
I don't mind because
I sort of feel like... I'm sort of glad that the comedians that are my favorite comedians aren't necessarily for everyone. I don't know. It feels a little more special to me that way. And I feel like, you know, in most cases, you know, those stadium comics, it's a little more lowest common denominator than someone who actually is saying something. And it's not always the case.
Remember what I was talking about earlier with Nickelback. Everyone talks shit about them, yet they fucking sell out arenas. Who else is like that? Did you not fucking watch my set, you piece of shit?
Hitler, I'm sorry.
He was protected by his padded vest.
No, that's fine.
So it doesn't really bother. I mean, I don't really care. Listen, I don't begrudge anyone what they like. You know, like some people, you know,
like him.
If some people relate to Larry the Cable Guy, then they relate to Larry. I don't care. Like I'm fine.
Well, I do like to get things done.
I only like to get done.
So you like David Allen then?
I sure do. Yeah.
The getting things done guy. Was that your question?
I was just gonna say that like I actually include Jim Gaffigan in the kind of being their one comedian. They're not necessarily bad. Usually they're bad, but I think that when Jim Gaffigan was
like Hot Pockets, we get it.
Yeah, exactly. It's more than one joke.
So you're saying you like that Gaffigan rides both lines?
Yeah, well,
like Louis C.K.
Yes,
Yeah, he does huge, huge shows, and he's an indie darling. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's fighting back against that, but I'd like more people, comedians to be household names.
Okay, well,
we're
on it.
We're sort of past the, I don't know if we're really at a point in our culture where there's a lot of household name stuff anymore, and the reason for that is in the 70s and the 80s, there were only a few outlets to see things, and so everyone was sort of forced to come together to all like the same stuff, and now we live in a nichier culture. I mean, listen, the fact that we can tour because we have a podcast is fucking mind-blowing, yeah. You know? So it's we're never going to sell out arenas, but I don't really care.
You shut your mouth. You shut your mouth.
You promised us.
We are selling out arenas.
You promised us.
I am going to Gillette Stadium next week.
Okay. That's
where's that?
Foxborough.
We're going to sell
out,
you guys.
Massachusetts.
Oh, wow.
I mean, comedy is better. Comedy
it was for them, not for you, Joe. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Comedy is better in more intimate environments anyway. And, you know, so I don't really...
So meet us backstage.
But I appreciate what you're saying.
I read that Tim Ferriss book. I'm going to blow you so hard.
Is that the name of the book? Right?
When I hear about, oh, Dane Cook played a stadium for like 20,000 people, I'm like, that sounds terrible. Like, you can't... You know, the person will be that big on stage. I mean,
wait,
at that point...
Just say why? Does that sound terrible?
Why does it sound terrible?
People think that's what comedy is, though. They think comedy is Dane Cook spinning around to, like, 30,000 people.
Not everyone. Some people do.
Well, he spins around until he gets to the punchline, so he doesn't stop spinning.
I mean, some, you know...
I'm okay with that.
You know, like, I don't, there's a lot of things that I don't know or I don't listen to that are hugely popular, and I just kind of like, I just like what I like. You know, I don't begrudge people for, you know, for liking things en masse. I think it's fine. It just makes our stuff a little more special.
Hey, man, you can go your own way.
Go your own way.
Thanks, Marty.
Hey, you know what? I bet when you get back home, you're going to have a sweet 4x4 in that garage.
That's hot.
Any other comments before we wrap this up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, looks like we have just a couple more.
We really loosened the gears here.
All right, let's do you, and then... Oh, you had one, too.
That guy way back there is also raising his hand. That I see him, like, in the profile. Turn to the right, Chris. That guy.
What?
He's been raising his hand forever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, okay, if that's the case, let's get to this guy first. We'll just do a few more comments, and then we'll do the signing, because I don't know how long we're allowed to be in this venue... And keep everyone here.
It's probably a fire code.
Here comes the person from the back of the room, slowly walking to the stage.
This is when he murders Dimebag Darrell.
A Pantera reference. Wait a minute, I just high-fived about Dimebag Darrell's death.
Take it back.
Did you just take back your high-five?
Yeah, fucking R.I.P. Dimebag.
First of all, I have to say, Chris, you're really my hero.
Aww. What? Oh, that can't be true.
He's my hero, too. Look at his pant size.
Right?
29.
I do have to ask, Matt, who's worse, Michael Bolton or the Dave Matthews Band?
Well, but first of all, they're both very talented.
I didn't ask who's more talented. I just asked who's worse.
I would much rather listen to the Dave Matthews Band's great performances.
This is the tale of Captain Jack Sparrow.
Michael Bolton does have a sense of humor. Yes. Michael Bolton's worse. I have to say it.
Thank you.
But you're welcome.
Well, don't you crash into me? That's back Bolton. To the good part.
I would listen to that.
Bolton covering
I would
Matthews.
Listen to Bolton covering Dave Matthews. I want.
Pack up your skirt a little more. And show the world to me. I love it how
creepier
how many
when he
lyrics.
Does it. Creepier when he does it. When Michael Bolton
so
sings
many,
that.
You know, so many Dave Matthews lyrics.
Dave Matthews has three fucking themes to his songs. Seizing the day. Seizing the day. Eating chicks out.
Oh, snap. I'm on board now. Shit, dog. I better get up all in it like blanga, 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 blanga.
And there
he'd be all
maybe,
like blanga 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 blanga.
And then the third theme is maybe there's a god. I don't know. Those are literally the three themes.
I'm blanga, gonna blanga, 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 blanga. Eat you out while I'm doubting God. Yeah.
Yeah, that's about right.
If only there were a seminary student here who could
help out with all of those things.
She's gone.
Oh my God, she vanished.
Where did she go?
She exploded.
The Lord has taken her back.
He came and took her. He struck her down. There is but a mere pile of ash where she has masturbated herself into oblivion. Oh my God, she went going so hard, she just went up like flash paper.
That's friction. That's friction, everybody.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah, so...
Anything else?
I don't know if this is welcome, but can I give a shout-out to John Wickline out in the back?
Yeah,
yo, Johnny boy, what up? John Wickline out in the back!
He loves you all dearly.
Oh, well, that's nice.
I love him back.
Very nice.
Well, hey, John. How's
John,
it going?
Thanks for listening.
Well, you can't say for yourself. You got to send your fucking page boy up here.
Wait, is John right there? John,
that's,
are you right
Jonah's
there?
Jonah's paying you a compliment right now. You have to understand how that works.
You're sitting next to my best friends in the world right over there. There's Crystal and Brian and Joe and John. Hey, guys. We're all shouting out. Dave Matthews, everyone.
Well, it's nice to meet you.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks, man.
Nice to meet you. That's Peter Parker. He just got bitten by a radioactive spider. What's your quement?
My quement is Ferment. Is there any chance you guys are going to record Star Trek? Because those sound awesome.
Okay. Matt asked me about that.
It's way too far away.
Let me jump in and answer this, because this ultimately is my... This was my call. First of all, I feel like we wouldn't be able to license... First of all, it's you really need to be there because you're watching the episodes, and so they just don't make as much sense when you're just listening.
Like a commentary track, like the...
Well, it could be like riff tracks.
It could be like riff tracks.
Right.
We'd have to split the audio out.
You'd have to take all of the Star Trek stuff out of the audio so we wouldn't get in trouble.
Right.
Because
so essentially, we would have to have 150 pairs of headphones for the crowd to listen to the Star Trek episode while we're recording. Unless there's an audio engineer who can just split that out for us. I don't know.
And then you'd have to. Then you'd have to. You could sync it up like they do a riff track.
That's the big thing right now that's stopping us from doing that is the fact that the audio for Star Trek we can't just let that out in the world.
Right.
But I will say this, that
because it would bore everybody.
Scott Mosier's fucking plot summaries of The Way to Eden and Night Terrors were the funniest things I've ever heard in my life, and no one else will ever get to hear that.
So if that makes you feel better.
Yep. That made my day.
Cool. You have it really, really fast? What's your question?
I was wondering if any of the three of you working in the offices might know whether or not G4 and DirecTV... might be getting back together anytime soon.
I know that when we go to CES, we're going to be doing it from the Dish Network stage.
Oh?
I don't know.
That's about it.
I don't know. You know, the thing with G4 and DirecTV is that, and I know very little. They don't tell us really much of anything, but what I've been able to piece together is that it was a bigger fight between Comcast and DirecTV and had actually very little to do with G4. But I think... You know, because G4 put out a plea to its viewers and said DirecTV is going to cancel us, then DirecTV kind of responded by saying, like, yeah, well, G4 sucks. That's why we took it off. And it's like, those weren't really the reasons. There were bigger political battles happening and it all revolved around, like, channel packages that didn't really have much to do with G4 at all. So it was just sort of, the fallout of, like, corporate posturing, unfortunately. And I really don't know the real actual story, but that's my guess is what happened. So none of us know is the answer. I guess if it pops up one day in your DirecTV, then it got sorted out. And if not, no es bueno.
Dish Network.
So I don't know. Anyway, I think maybe what
shirt and tie guy. He dressed up. Did you come from a funeral home, sir? No. Oh, he has jeans. Of course he didn't.
What's your
Thanks.
Name?
My name's Topher, and I read your book.
Hey!
Is your
awesome.
Name really Topher?
Don't kill him!
It's Christopher.
Okay. Yes!
Stato.
I took Chris, you took Topher.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Nice.
Actually, geeking out, I'm the one who wrote in and suggested Hostful.
That was you!
Oh,
oh my God! Thank you so much! Oh. Thank you so much for giving us the name Hostful. Yeah, the very first episode where we didn't have a guest, we called it Guestless, and you said
Hostful.
You should call it Hostful.
It's possible.
You absolutely deserve credit for that.
Thanks.
Well done, Topher.
So I got your book the day it came out.
Nice.
And the day I was about to finish it, I'm in a coffee house, and the Hartford Current decided that there was no good news, and they took a picture of me reading your book, and they put the byline that I'm reading the book.
Taking a stand. Topher, how do you say your last name?
Pollock.
Topher Pollock of Middletown stands at the table at Clicolo World Coffee in Middletown while reading a book entitled The Nerdist Way. Pollock, a self-described nerd.
You didn't have to describe yourself
that way.
You didn't
have to do it yourself, yeah. They would have put that in.
Recently read an article in the New York Times advocating standing... I get it.
Look at my feet.
All right.
What am I wearing?
Oh, you're wearing gorilla feet shoes!
You are the worst kind of human, Topher.
Yeah. Or you have gorilla's feet for
They're
feet.
They're comfortable. It's like being barefoot.
Well, it says, okay, this was the story. He's reading the book while standing at a table, and this is a big piece of news.
Can I see this?
That is big. Hang on, let me finish reading it. Recently read an article in the New York Times advocating standing rather than sitting while reading or working on a computer. To improve posture and overall health, he's decided to test the theory and is finding it has benefits.
Well done.
Wow. Is this newspaper like the Time magazine of your town? There's bigger things going on, but hey, there's a guy standing and reading.
Yes, oh my God, you guys, we were just joking around, but developers to appeal denial reject the proposal called for 144 new apartments on Brook Street. Fucking
bullshit!
Shit.
Yeah. Those fat cats up on that version of it.
But Brook Street could use those apartments.
Wait a minute. This is like a Simpsons joke newspaper. Here's not that you don't deserve to be on the front page of a newspaper. You are on the front page of this section with a giant photograph on the side in tinier print, just a little side column, mayor to be sworn in Tuesday.
Yeah. Wow. I was really hoping you were going to say Gaddafi killed.
Mayor to be sworn in. Will he take a stand like Topher Pollock? Only time will tell. Oh, my God. Oh, well, here, I'll give this back to you, Topher.
Made you a copy.
Thank you.
Oh, nice.
Thank you. Multiple copies.
Yeah.
Topher, do you always wear a blazer?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
I learned it from watching him.
No, that's fair.
I learned it from watching
Paul Sievers does it too.
That's good. Cool. What do you do, by the way?
I work at a fruit stand like Matt.
Oh, the corporate fruit stand.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
Soon.
Are you a fruit stand brainiac?
I'm a fruit stand teacher person.
Oh,
creative.
I help all your grandmothers and grandparents learn where the any key is.
Sounds like someone's using
it. I know that reference.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's press the any key?
Exactly. Yeah.
That's when Homer gained all the weight so he could get disability.
Yeah.
Yep, that was that episode.
Dad, how many sessions are you delivering per week?
How many? What? Who?
Sessions are you delivering?
Oh, we're doing like 35.
Well, Jesus Christ. Get some more people.
And it's Christmas.
Yeah, it is.
You got the red shirts now.
Red shirts are expendable.
I always look like a tomato in those.
In those? Sorry.
Listen, that was fair.
Well, I think we should probably wrap it up right there because it's been a 2.5 hour show and I want to make sure we have plenty of time to say hi to everyone after the show. So Topher, thank you so much for coming. Thank you for giving us the name Hostful. Please have a huge hand for Matt Myra, Jonah Ray.
Thanks everybody
and
for
myself.
Coming.
As we
give it up for Chris Hardwick.
Give it up for Chris Hardwick.
Chris Hardwick. Oh, all right. Give it up for me. God damn it.
He's got a 29 waist.
Enjoy your burrito, Megan. Enjoy your tiny burrito.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
Do you ever wonder what your teenager is going through when they're preparing to leave home and enter the real world? I'm Shima Liai, and in my new podcast, The Competition, I'll give you an inside look into the pressures and expectations high school girls have to face.
I think I need to make a good first impression, or at least an impressive first impression.
We're going to follow 50 teenage girls as they spend 2 weeks in Mobile, Alabama, competing in the largest cash scholarship competition exclusively for high school girls. You'll hear the silly, intimate moments.
Why are you so amazing?
Like, I want to be you guys.
And the anxiety that comes with being an ambitious girl in America.
My whole life, I've told myself that I need to be a 35-year-old professional.
Is the pressure too much to handle? From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.